Osteoporosis is a growing public health concern as the population gets older. Decreased bone density means more painful vertebrae fractures. A common treatment is the injection of bone cement into broken vertebrae, but an Australian study is questioning the effectiveness of the treatment. Lexi Metherill reports.
In Australia, up to 700 patients a year pay around $3,000 each for a treatment called percutaneous vertebroplasty. The procedure involves an injection of bone cement into broken vertebrae and is becoming increasingly common as cases of osteoporosis rise because of the ageing population.
Approximately one in five women and one in four men over the age of 50 can expect to have at least one of these fractures in their lifetime.
The treatment was listed on the Medicare benefits scheme in late 2005, but Professor Rochelle Bookbinder from Monash University has conducted a trial which she says shows it's a sham procedure. In what's described as a world-first study, the Monash University and the Cabrini Research Institute in Melbourne gave 38 patients the procedure and 40 patients a sham treatment. After 6 months, they found that both sets of patients had improved by the same degree. In fact, the procedure may be doing more harm than good.
Our trial found that vertebroplasty was no better than a sham procedure for improving pain, function or quality of life. There are many potential risks. The risk that we're particularly concerned about is whether or not it increases an already high risk of having a further fracture after you've had the procedure.
Professor Bookbinder says at this stage there are no effective treatments for people suffering from fractured vertebrae.
The best that we do is supportive care, so trying to make the pain bearable with strong analgesics. But it's important to remember that there's a range of severity of symptoms, and some patients are asymptomatic and some patients have severe pain. But whatever the degree of symptoms, it does improve over time.
Rochelle Bookbinder from Monash University, ending that report by Lexi Metherill.